Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Joining us right now is our friend Logan Paulson. Logan does tremendous work with Craig Hoffman on the Take Command podcast. Logan does great work with the team on a number of podcasts and TV shows. What Logan does really, really well is football analysis. And because of that, I'm really, really excited to talk to Logan about football. Logan, how are you, dude?
Good, man. I'm excited to talk football with you, man. That was a great introduction. Thank you.
You know what? You know what we're not going to talk about? Stadiums, the president.
We can talk about stadiums that we're going to be. We can talk about stadiums that we're going to play in this year.
SoFi. Like, let's just talk ball. The team reports tomorrow. I got a list of kind of position stuff I want to talk about. Let's start if you're good with it. What do you see Von Miller's role? Like snap percentage? How often do you see him out there? How big of a boost do you think Von Miller is to this team?
Yeah, so I think he's going to kind of be what Dante Fowler was for this team last year, what he was supposed to be. And he's supposed to be kind of your pass rush specialist, the guy that can win a one-on-one when you got to have it. So, you know, I think you see him out there on third down, second and long, you know, two-minute situations, end-of-game scenarios when the team's trying to drive length of the field and score. So I think ultimately that comes out to probably anywhere between 12 and 20-ish snaps, you know, if the offense is playing well and the opposing team is trailing, like that's probably what his pitch count's going to look like. And, you know, Von Miller to me was the scariest player in the NFL when I was playing, and I'd lose sleep over playing against him. He was strong. He was fast. He's obviously not that same caliber of player anymore, but like when you watch the film of him, you see a guy that still really understands pass rush at the highest level. He understands leverages. He understands when the tackle's off balance. He understands when the slide's to him, when the slide's away. He understands when to take his shot. And I'll tell you, that's something that's extremely hard to coach. So, like, having a guy like that in the fold, in the building, a guy that now you can get multiple players on the defensive line that can win one-on-ones. You got Dorrance Armstrong, you got Von Miller, you got Jerzon, Duran, Kinlaw in the interior, then you got Frankie Luvu. I think all those guys, given a one-on-one, can win a one-on-one. And that's something that, you know, I don't think you had quite to the same level before Von signed with the team.
Logan, you've been around football a long time, and when you get a guy like that with that level of experience, how much is that going to be a plus for other guys, not just himself?
Yeah, you know, I've been very fortunate to have guys that I've played with and guys that I currently coach that have played with Von. And one of the things they say about him is that he's a great mentor. Like, he really, because again, like, he understands some of that stuff that intuitively you know, is kind of there for him. Like, it's not intuitive for everybody. So his ability to say, hey, like, when the tackle's in this stance, think about this. Or when the tackle's overset his line, I'm going to hit with this counter. And I've just, he's just a guy that has a great feel. And so sometimes when you can watch a guy like that work every day as a young pass rusher, you're going to learn a lot from him, right? And I think also, like, he's going to have a gold jacket on it at some point in his life. And I think having guys like that in the building, see how they work, see their process, see how they watch film, that's all extremely valuable. So I think a lot of guys are going to benefit from him being around. And, you know, like, just having him on the field at the same time as Daron Payne and Drazon and some of those other guys I just mentioned, like, you can't one-on-one, you can't give those guys the double team anymore, because mm-hmm. you have to worry about what Vaughn can bring. And again, he's not what he once was, but the intuition, the execution in pass rushing situations is still extremely high and is definitely going to benefit everybody from a play standpoint, but also, like you're talking about, being from a kind of knowledge transfer mm-hmm. standpoint.
Okay. Going, sticking with the D-line one more, it seems very obvious to me, just seeing these dudes that they brought in, they made a concerted effort to get a lot bigger. Do you think that will work? Run defense was a real problem last year. Do you think they're trying to fix it with bulk?
Yeah, so I think they're trying to fix it with bulk, but I think you're also trying to fix it with people who know how to stop the run and know how important it is to kind of play in the context of the defense. Like, I think when you look at, Dietrich Wise, like, a guy that's been incredibly consistent up in New England, Eddie Goldman, I think, you know, is one of the more kind of, like, in terms of specialty pitchers, like we just talked about with Von Miller, like, he's a guy that can play the run at a high level. You know, like, he's going to be where he's supposed to be. He knows how to set a double team. Like, he is a big guy, but his skill set is also one that fits that. So, yeah, I think you get guys that understand their role, their context of the defense. Cleveland Farrell has always kind of been that type of player ever since his time in Las Vegas. And I think you're going to get a better version of Bobby Wagner when you get more consistent play from the offensive line. So, obviously, Daron, I think, can do a lot of stuff playing that three technique in terms of being where he's supposed to be. Like, I remember watching the Tampa Bay game, the playoff game last year, and watching Daron, like, really set hard edges on guards, get to extension, play his gap, let Bobby get to where he's got to go. And I think just getting more consistency from that group is going to be great. And again, like, talk about raising the floor of a defense. Like, you just need to get slightly better against the run. Like, you just need to go from, where were they, 28th last year to 16th?
Yep.
And think about what that's going to do in terms of getting you more third and long situations, more pure pass opportunities, more opportunities for the defense to kind of bring those specialty blitz packages. So I think it's going to be a huge factor. Yes, did they bring in bigger players? Sure. But did they also bring in guys that really have a skill and a knack for stopping the run and being where they're supposed to be in a run game? I think both those things are true.
Talking with our friend Logan Paulson here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can hear Logan with Hoffman on Take Command podcast, or check out Commander's YouTube page. Logan is all over that, doing all sorts of film breakdowns. Lots of great content. You can follow Logan on Instagram. No Twitter for Logan, just Instagram. Is it L Paulson _82? What is it?
I think it's, you gotta know, Logan.
You can't think.
Gosh, you guys just bringing all these hard questions on me. I came here to talk ball, not about my social media footprint. You know,
well,
what I'm saying?
Like, that's how you promote yourself and have other people know what you do.
I got you.
It's Logan. It's Logan _Paulson82, guys. All right, there we go. I got it. I found it.
All right. Let's go back a level. Jeremy Chinn was really good for this team last season. He played 100% of snaps just about all the times he was healthy. Or it wasn't a blowout or something. 100% of defensive snaps. They lost Chinn in free agency. They bring in Will Harris, a player they're excited about. Does Will Harris step into Chinn's role? Or is this a collection of players that kind of get to the Chinn snap count from last season?
Yeah, so I think, you know, when I look at Will Harris, I think there's a lot of similarities in terms of how Jeremy Chinn played last year. I think you see a guy who's a really good blitzer, really good blitzer. I'll say that. I think he's really solid against the run. I think he's physical. I think he understands run fits. I think the thing that he adds a little bit of value in is that he's slightly better in coverage. And I think when you look at some of Jeremy's limitations last year, it was like, how does he match up in man-to-man one-on-one coverage situations? And I think Will Harris, at least in the stuff that I've seen of him in New Orleans, does a great job of kind of bringing a higher coverage IQ. So I think this gives you a little bit more flexibility in terms of the coverage shows you can play in the back end, right? So I think, you know, he can still do some of the stuff you saw from Jeremy last year, you know, in terms of like fitting the run, being aggressive, taking on blockers and blitzing. But I also think you get a slight plus in terms of coverage. So do I think Jeremy did a great job last year? Absolutely. But do I think Will Harris will do a great job this year and add an element of flexibility that he didn't have? Yes. And so I'm very optimistic that he'll come in, he'll do what he needs to do on first, second down, but also kind of lets you get into some more diverse coverage shells and coverage looks with him and Quan Martin back there and their coverage ability. So that's something that I'm really excited about. And again, it's watching them in spring, that's kind of the vibe I got. And I know it's only spring, and I can't wait to watch them in training camp next week to see if that utilization continues.
Hey, you mentioned Quan, a guy who played last year, had a shoulder injury. Nobody knew that. Well, you may have known. I didn't know it. Played very well, I thought. How good can he be this year?
Dude, I think he can be special, man. I think when you just watch him and what he does well, like he just plays the game, like kind of the way you're supposed to play it, B. And I know you've watched him a ton. You're a fan of his. Like, he's physical. He gets downhill. He tackles well. And then he has this great athleticism and range in the back end to cover and make plays on the football. So I think when you're drawing up kind of qualities you want in a safety, like he's got, I think people also forget, yeah, he had the injury last year, but last season was his first full-time season learning one position. You know, Ron was trying to get him to play inside corner, outside corner, safety, big nickel, all this stuff, which is very different kind of across the board. So now we've given him an opportunity to focus. And I think you see what that looks like, you know, what that looks like for him in terms of saying, like, I have one job. And again, there's plays of him last year where I'm like, man, that's a fantastic football player that's still so raw at the position that's only going to get better. So I look at the safety duo as being like kind of one of the more underrated parts of the team. I think if Quan Martin takes a step, if Will Harris plays the way he did in New Orleans, like this could be a very interesting, you know, it doesn't have a necessarily a big name in it, but they've got two really good football players. And like, that's the highest compliment I can give a guy that straps it up on Sundays is like, you're good at the thing. You're good at football. And both those guys are instinctive, smart and tough. And I'm excited for that duo to kind of be the Batman and Robin of this defense.
I'm with you there. You think Amos pushes Jones for that starting spot right away?
I do think so, man. And I think a little bit of that comes from what he did during OTAs and minicamp. Like there were times where, you know, like you see some of his experience, you see some of his dexterity and kind of understanding, probably because he played at multiple defenses in college, you know, like played in at Ole Miss, played at Alabama. And there's another team that he played for. I don't remember exactly. Where was it?
You better not forget that school, man. You might forget Ole Miss, forget anything in Mississippi, like Fred.
That's right. So, you know, playing a lot of different defenses, and they're all well-coached groups. And so I think you see him, and you see his confidence, and you see a maturity there. You see a length, you see good athletes. So I think, yeah, like he's a guy you draft in the second round who I was very high on coming out of Ole Miss. I really liked what he did, and I think he's great value. So, like, to me, like, I'm cautiously optimistic that he's going to be the starter for week one, you know, and that's not a knock on Jonathan Jones or anything like that. I think Jonathan Jones is also a good football player, but Trey Amos, I think there's just such a high upside there. And if he can kind of fill out that outside role, Jonathan Jones is your first kind of rotational guy in. Mikey Sanderson moves to nickel. Marshawn Lattimore plays the way that he played the first 5 weeks of the season when he was in New Orleans. Like, I think you're in for a pretty solid secondary, especially if those safeties play the way I think they're capable of playing.
Dude, I'm with you. I really like Amos. I consider Lattimore almost like a fulcrum to this defense. Like, if he can perform at the level they traded for him, like why they wanted him, then all of a sudden you've got a shutdown corner, Mikey, who's a baller, Quan, who's a baller, and if Amos could step in, like, that secondary could be really good. And you get a little pass rush. Like, I could see the vision why they wanted things the way they did. I also think, one, I'll never understand why fans get so worked up about money. The Javon Kinlaw signing. Everybody's like, oh, it's too much. It's too much.
JP.
It's like a third-tier D-lineman signing. He's making 15 mil. That's like, that doesn't sniff probably the top 15. Also, I went back and watched him last year. That Jets team was awful. He was pretty damn good, dude.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, I think with Kinlaw, that's like, I'm glad you brought that up. I like the contract value is something that I've been talking about for a while because I think it's true. I think people hear the money. Oh my gosh, there's so much money. But like, look at the direction the position's going, man. Like people are getting paid a ton of money at the spot. So yes, I agree with that analysis for sure. And I think when you watch him last year, especially when you watch how the season went, watch game one and then watch the last game of the year, like he's a different player, man. He is an ascending player. He's an ascending asset. And I think when you look at his high stuff and see what he's capable of being in conjunction with how he improved over the course of the year, say, man, this guy could be a heck of an addition at a very kind of a positive price point for the team. So again, like you watch him, like I remember watching the first day of OTAs being like, that is the biggest human I've ever seen.
Massive.
That seems a big human.
Yeah. Man.
And if you get him going in the right direction, don't have him two gap, let him play the three technique, let him play a loose kind of 4-5 and let him just get after it, run straight and cause havoc. Like, I think you could have a really valuable piece for this defense. And again, we talk about guys that can be home run swings, and there's not a lot of them. We've talked about the high floor of Dietrich Wise, the high floor of Eddie Goldman, if he ends up making the team. But I think Javon Kinlaw, to me, is a ceiling type of play, man. Like his physicality, the way that he can just burst and put his hands on people and create knockback. Like, I think about him with Daryl Tapp and Ryan Kerrigan and the coaching he's going to get and the way that Dan Quinn knows how to maximize defensive linemen. And I think that is a ball of clay that has such a high ceiling. And if you can just scratch the surface, scratch that ceiling even a little bit, man, that's going to be a really, really nice addition for this defense.
Also, pass rush from the inside is vital also to affect a lot of quarterbacks, and he can probably provide that as well.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, when you watch the splash plays, man, you see quick wins. And quick wins are really hard to come by on the interior. And you think about good pass rushers like your Aaron Donalds, your Chris Joneses, and I'm not putting him in the same category, but they have the ability to win quickly. And he has at least shown the ability to get that done. Now, the consistency of it's not there, but if you can draw out a little bit more consistency from him, put him with Deron Payne. Jerzon Newton showed flashes at the end of last year. Like, you got three dudes that I think could be interesting in terms of complementary pieces, winning on the interior and creating some of those quick pressures. And that's an exciting proposition to me going into the season.
For sure. Talking with our friend Logan Paulson, the Take Command podcast, all the content on the Commander's social and YouTube pages. Does a great job. Played for the Burgundy and Gold for a number of seasons. I want to switch sides of the ball here, LP. Offensively, I think kind of the biggest questions are on the line, specifically the right guard, right tackle position. I think Connerly's immediately your right tackle starter. Maybe, you know, knowing DQ and how they operate, maybe like the first time we see the first team offense out there, it's Trent Scott or something. But I think that's Connerly's spot. I think right guard is an interesting battle because Cosme's probably not back till Halloween or so. Mm-hmm. How do you see that O-line? Do you agree with me on the right side?
Yeah, I mean, I think they probably make Connerly earn it a little bit. Like you said, I think that's kind of been their MO. I think it's smart. It takes a little bit of pressure off the player. kind of says, hey, man, you got to work for it, earn it. You got to show us that you're going to be a pro about this opportunity. But I ultimately think he's probably your week one starter. And then I think that gives you a lot of flexibility because, you know, Andrew Wiley, who I think is a good football player, not a great football player, a good football player, I think is probably more suited to guard anyway. So the idea of him and his experience being able to come in and play right guard, or Nick Allegretti being able to come in and play right guard in Sam Cosmi's absence, is really encouraging to me, because I look at this group and I say, you got Laremy Tunsil, Brandon Coleman, Tyler Biotis, everyone seems to forget about him. And then you've got two guys who basically started every game last year that have the ability to play guard, that are available to fill that position next to a rookie. So just, I you couldn't have planned it out better. Like, getting that experience while Cosmi's away next to Josh Connelly Jr. seems like the right thing. And again, like, that's what these offseason moves, bringing in Laremy Tunsil, drafting Josh Connelly, does. It just lets you get so much deeper so much more quickly. And I think when you look at one of the shortcomings of the team last year was like the lack of depth on the offensive line. So they've gone out, they solved that problem, and they're reaping the reward of that now by having good football players available to fill in and play high level ball kind of at a moment's notice, which is great. So,
and the tight ends also helping the run game out. Bates, we know, can block. What other guys you feel can help out in that?
I mean, be missed, man. You got to give that guy some more love. Bates can block, man. He might be the best blocking tight end in the NFL.
That's what I'm saying. Bates, I know he can block.
Yeah, I know. But
I want to know the rest of the guys.
Yeah, so Bates, I think, is going to be excellent. I think Zach Ertz, people don't understand how well he played last year at the position. Like, his ability in third down red zone situations to convert, to score touchdowns, to be that safety blanket for Daniels last year was really tremendous. And so if we can get even like a fraction of that production this year, like, that's one of the better tight end duos in the NFL. And I know Zach Ertz is getting long in the tooth, man, but he just put on a masterclass last year of creating separation, creating space, using route stems, route indicators, little indicators at the top of his route, speed cuts in the right moment, like, really did a great job. So I think those two guys are your guys. And then you kind of look at Ben Sinnott, and can he take the next step? Athletically, he's got it. He's got everything you want as an athlete. He's physical in the run game. I think he just needs to kind of detail his work a little bit. And it's not because I don't think he's a good football player. It's like, John Bates is a pro's pro. Zach Ertz is a borderline Hall of Famer. Like, learn from those guys, adjust your process, be a competitor, and hopefully it gets the best out of you. Because I think that's ultimately, like, Ben, the athlete, Ben Sinnott, is really intriguing. And he's just got to find ways to show Cliff Kingsbury and this offense that he deserves touches over those guys, which is not going to be easy to do because of how well they played last year. And you get the Colson Yankoff, who I think is really interesting for the special teams value. But the next three guys after that, you know, Cadre Lawrence, Tyree Jackson, and Cole Turner, are like, when you watch them on the field, they look like a bunch of freaky basketball guys, man. And every year I'm here, I feel like we're talking about the fourth and fifth tight ends and being athletic freaks. And there's an interesting bunch of guys there. You know, Cager's a converted wide receiver, Tyree Jackson, converted quarterback, but man, he's 6'7", like 270 pounds and can run a little bit. Like, I'm really curious to see how the bottom half of that room shakes out and if one of those guys can make a push for the roster.
You know, tight ends are going to go deep on the tight end question, B.
All right. Why do you think I asked that question?
LP, let's assume health, right? Let's assume everybody's healthy, which has been a problem for this group, honestly. How do you see the running back committee shaking out?
Yeah, that's probably one of the more interesting, like, training camp battles, to be quite honest. Like, I think, you know, at
the
times
deep room.
You see what – yeah, at times you see how special Brian Robinson can be, but also he's kind of banged up, right? Like you said, like, health has been a big issue for that group. Austin Eckler, I thought they couldn't have had a better player to fill that role last year, but again, the concussion issue shows up. Jerry McNichols, I mean, you could set your watch by that guy just in terms of how consistent he played last year and the opportunities he was given. So great find by Adam Peters.
Really good.
Bringing
pass,
kind of a journeyman running back, yep, who did a great, yeah, absolutely did a great job with that stuff. But I do think the kind of ace in the room, or the interesting one, is, you know, Bill Merritt. Because, like, he's a guy that when you watch him from 2 years ago at New Mexico, like, he's got something as a runner, man. He's got the juice. He's got the vision. He's got the contact balance. He's got all these things. And, you know, if he plays football last year, obviously he didn't play because of an eligibility issue. Like, I think he's going much higher than the seventh round. I think he's probably a third, fourth round pick kind of guy. And you see the movement skills, the physicality when he runs, but I think I can't overstate how impressive his vision is. And so getting a true runner like that into this offense, I think, is a really interesting proposition. And a guy who does have some home run kind kind of ability to his game is also interesting. So I think that definitely kind of shakes up the room. And also you hear the coaches say, hey, I don't see him as a scat back. I see him as an every down back. Like, that's different than the way I would have kind of thought. But then you see him walking around the building, you're like, man, this dude's big. He's well put together. I understand that a little bit more. So it becomes a much more interesting, much more dynamic position battle, because now you've got three, four guys that probably deserve to be on the team, but you're probably only going to keep three. I haven't even talked about Chris Rodriguez yet. Right. Like, I love the way he runs. I mean, he, in terms of making, you know, like making bad runs good, or making the most out of negative runs, like, he did probably the best of that of anybody last year. And, you know, we're talking about him as like the fifth guy. So it's a really compelling room. And I think that's exactly the way Dan wants it. He wants a competitive environment, and they did a good job creating that. And so I'm really curious to see how that all shakes out over the next couple of weeks.
Wiley was kind of the story of camp last year. And we're not even talking about, you know,
all right, exactly.
Last one. We're assuming 17 is out there week one. Commanders, Giants, Northwest Stadium, Terry McLaurin's lined up on the outside. Debo is a unique player. Debo is a hell of a ball player, but he's not a route tree type of dude, right? He's not like a receiver in its truest sense. Who ends up being the number two receiver on this team? Is it Noah Brown? Do you have faith in a Luke breakout? Could Jalen Lane emerge? Like, how do you see that receiver depth chart?
Yeah, I mean, I think Noah Brown is a critical cog in this room. I think, like, people maybe sleep on how well he played last year. I don't know. Do you guys talk about him a lot on the show? Like, fans call in? I'm asking you, because, like, they should be. Like, they should be talking about him. Like, he was a true two last year. You know, he's 6'4", he's 210. His route tree is excellent. Like, the way he's able to kind of battle through contact, make contested catches. Like, I think he's the real deal number two. Now, with him, maybe more than anybody on the entire roster, it's like, can you stay healthy for a whole year? Because while you're tremendously talented, you know, you're a five-star recruit coming out of high school, like, he has yet to have a full healthy season. But I think he is tremendously talented, and hopefully he's around to give a guy like Luke McCaffrey time to kind of develop his route running nuance, to develop some of that stuff. And again, like, in OTAs and minicamp, I think we saw Luke coming along. So, you know, I'm encouraged, but I think Noah Brown is the unsung hero of this receiver group. Because you mentioned Terry, you mentioned what Debo brings from a movement standpoint. Even Lane, I think, is an interesting add in terms of kind of replacing some of that vertical speed that Diami had. But Diami didn't develop into that true two till much later in the season. So Noah Brown is extremely critical, and sure. Hopefully he's healthy, and hopefully he can stay healthy long enough for some of these young guys to find their feet and find some playing time.
Tough-ass receiver, blocker, and really, really good at getting defenders off their feet. We got a break, Logan. I could talk ball with you all damn day. One full segment, football. That was terrific. Thank you, Logan.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
All right. Give him a follow at Logan_Paulson82.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.